Well, I prefer this informality, I think. It's a little different than in chapel, though I prefer the chapel for conferences. You know, in general, what we are met for this morning? No. Well, I suggest to this. You have received copies of the Catholic Catechism, and the purpose of this conference, which will last maybe 40 or so minutes, will be to introduce you to a program of doctrinal formation that I hope to cooperate with you on, with the encouragement of your superiors, anticipating what I will say in detail later on. Let me just say briefly that I am hoping that your community over the last, I've seen for the last, is it 2 years now?
2 years.
2 years. I've convinced myself has a future, and a good future. On the other hand, I'm also convinced, well, like all communities in the church today, you need more depth and a clearer and deeper understanding of the faith, both that you profess and the worship that you give to God. The Second Vatican Council stressed the indispensable need for all religious communities to renew themselves, not only in spirit in the sense of getting back to their founders, which happily you don't have to get back to, but to get back to the foundations of the faith. Continued doctrinal formation is a mandate of the church for religious communities today. We used to reserve the word formation for those who came in and for the first 3 to 5 or more years, depending on how long their period of probation lasted, as we call it. Then they were considered to have been formed. Well, the church does not believe it is either adequate or even wise today. There are too many cross currents of untruth. There is such a convulsion going on within human society, and with emphasis in the Western world, that is affecting the church, that even on that level, no community is safe unless its roots are very deep in the faith. Moreover, if, as I am confident, the Lord will send you more and more new members, they will immediately look for this. They need this. They want depth. And depth is not a word. Depth is a reality. It means a deep understanding and appreciation of the faith that underlies the whole spiritual life. Well, with that as a background, let me begin at the beginning and then bring you up to where all of us come in, because after considerable prayer, I have decided to involve myself in a way and to a degree with your community that I have not so far been involved. That passive voice, by the way, is correct. Have been involved. I am now exercising the active voice. As much as you can and wish, and with your superiors' approval, you want. First, the Catechism. You've all received copies. And were you told how you got copies?
No, Father, I would like you to tell them.
Well, I asked or found out that you did have a copy or two available. Since this catechism, though I wrote it, is not really my production, it was done under the strong recommendation of the Holy See. I would never have undertaken this except that I was all but told by the Vatican to do so. So I did. It's the longest manuscript I've ever written. It's 300,000 words to save you the counting. The need for such a compendium of the faith today, I think, is admitted on all sides. One index of its meeting a need is the sale of the Catechism. Since its publication on the 23rd of May, it has sold over 20,000 copies each month. It has received endorsement from over 60 members of the hierarchy. And the latest endorsement was from the Congregation for Sacred Doctrine, where this is where the faith, you might say, is especially preserved, strongly recommending this to all the faithful. After it was finished, the manuscript, it was sent to Rome. That was the formula. I was told, you write it, send it to us, and if we like it, we'll tell you. Talk about an act of faith. Almost 3 years of writing might have gone down the drain if they had said, we don't like it. Well, evidently, they said they liked it. And I received other letters from Rome since, indicating that they are happy. The Congregation for Religious just informed me, they all received copies, of course, that they've already begun using it. So it's our faith. It's not my ideas, it's the faith that we profess. Given the existence of a catechism like this, why choose the title? All kinds of other titles might have been chosen. It was recommended because, partly to counteract the Dutch catechism, but partly also to have everybody recognize that this is a compendium of the faith that can be used for teaching, which is what catechism essentially is. It's teaching the faith. Other meanings of, you know, come into the word sense, but essentially that's what it means, communicating the faith to others. Well, that means communicating the faith to ourselves, and in the apostate that, well, all priests and religious and laity are somehow to be engaged, also to affect others. The publication has been so phenomenally successful for Doubleday, which is the largest publisher in the world. They've just signed a contract with the Chapman publisher in London for sale in the United Kingdom. And the English publisher already sent an advance royalty to Doubleday, being sure that the English, or the English-speaking people, also need to know what they still believe. But in view of a reception that none of us expected, since I began writing this, well, a little later, once I realized how much the publisher was going to invest. The publisher has spent $250,000 publishing this book. In the month of August, by telephone I heard the other day, they are spending $10,000 for advertising just in the month of August. Well, since the book has begun to sell, and even before, I've been praying every day that God might bless the circulation of what is after all our faith. Cannot tell you how many masses I've offered, which is what St. Ignatius tells us to do. You want something to succeed, have mass offered for the intention. About a month ago, I was called in by the publishers. I teach in New York, as you know. And I was recommended to write two other manuscripts built around the catechism to help its use. Because after all, it's one thing to have a book like this. It's another thing to tell people how to use it. It's like some of these fancy new bottles. You don't know what to do with it. How do you open it even? See? So how do you use it? So we discussed and I agreed to write two manuscripts. One which would be a guide for the use of the catechism, and another which would be a synthesis of the catechism, but in question and answer form. To really capsulize, because there's an awful lot here, and often without having questions and answers, even the average educated reader would hardly know which is more important, what is less important, and often the answers might be couched in either so many words, or sometimes such technical words, that the full meaning could be lost. I agreed to write both manuscripts. Well, after considerable thought and prayer during the month, I decided to combine the two in one volume. I have not yet told the publisher, but since they are the ones who want it, and I'm going to write it, I know they will agree. I am combining the manual for use with the epitome of contents in one volume. It will be, I suppose, around a 75,000 word manuscript, which is only one fourth this size. The plan is I will finish it by Christmas. Well, provided you budget your time and you pray a lot, God does strange things. And especially He gives you ideas, which is the main function of grace. See, I can write provided I've got ideas. So I tell the Lord, you keep giving me ideas, I'll just write. See? That then is stage number two of what I wanted to share with you. Stage number one is the catechism itself. Stage number two is what will also be published sometime, I hope, by late next spring, which I am calling a manual for the Catholic Catechism, or simply manual for the Catholic Catechism. Now, I thought to myself, knowing two things, knowing the need of religious institutes in general, knowing your community in particular, and wanting as far as I can to do what I can, that I would begin writing what I did. I began writing the manual during my retreat. for which I have the best possible model, my great patron, Robert Bellarmine. In his annual retreat, he always got his full meditations in and all the prayer, but he wrote along spiritual lines, and then he published. So I began writing the manual here at Hamer Springs. And as I was writing, I asked your sisters to begin typing. There will be, before the manual is finished, about 1,500 questions and answers. As of last night, and I just received from Sister Virginia Marie, did you type this?
Yes.
Where was she? I finished up to question 94. Oh, pardon me, 95. I did want an even number, 95. I am leaving with you a copy of the manuscript as it is being written. You then will begin using it 6 to 9 months before it's published. Now, whom is this manual to be used by? And keep this in mind as sisters, you work with this, because with God's grace, a great deal of good can be done beyond even present expectations. It is first of all meant for priests. So that they will know what their faith is. Now you might say, well, every priest knows. That's not true. Every priest should know. There is so much confusion today. Many priests simply don't know. Did I have occasion to mention volume 16? I think I did, didn't I, of the New Catholic Encyclopedia during our retreat? Of the Catholic Encyclopedia?
Yes,
I think I did. Well, I refer to several articles. Well, there was an article on process theology which denies that God is all perfect. Where the Pope is made to look like a boob, I mean Paul VI. And where they are practically telling the people that women are going to be ordained priests. And were two articles written by a friend of mine for the 16th volume. I was one of the editors for the original Catholic Encyclopedia. That is up to volume 15 inclusive. So I know what went into it. And volume 16 has been taken over by other hands. And a friend of mine, in fact, we're on the faculty together in New York. A Dominican, whom I recommend very highly, if you could ever get Father Bruce Williams to come to Hamer Springs. They don't come any smarter or better or more articulate. Fairly young man. He wrote an article on abortion and contraception. The editors, without his knowledge, changed what he wrote, so that by the time you finish those two articles, the articles are saying the opposite of what he wrote, and have the imprimatur of Archbishop Baum of Washington. May God forgive him. I'm sure he never read the manuscript. So for priests, confusion, thrice confounded. Then religious. Then, of course, the laity, especially parents, who are in such desperate need today to know what they should still teach their children because of the though weird things, they are often hearing in what are to be nominally Catholic classrooms. So the manual is to be used by all three levels of the faithful. The question of how the manual, this is the manual for the catechism, will be used will depend, of course, on who uses it. But naturally, an author must anticipate how a thing can be used, otherwise it's pretty hard to use it. So what I have done in the manual is, you will get copies, advance copies. Now, I would, only one restriction that I would ask, and that is that it not be shared outside the community, which makes sense, because it's really not my property. Once I contract to write a manuscript, it's not mine. I mean, it belongs to the publisher. Or better, it's jointly ours, but I have no more right, in fact, less right over it, than the publisher who invests a fortune. So it's for yourselves. All right, sisters? When it's printed, then you will get what you will see in print. There will, of course, be some modifications in the process of writing, but substantially, you'll be getting what will be published. What I have done, and let me, if you don't mind, sisters, read from what we've got and what you are to expect to see and to look for it. I wish I could do this with all the people. I hope thousands will be using the manual, because the sale of the catechism, he's expected to be 100,000 before Christmas. So there will be thousands using it. I wish, as I say, I could talk to everybody that would use it, because it would, you know, help the people to use it profitably. First of all, let me give you in sequence what you will find. There are, first of all, several pages of introduction to the manual. And may I ask Sister Virginia Marie if you would type out or print out a title page, which will be Manual of the Catholic Catechism, on top, okay? And then the rest will follow. Suppose I read, it's not a long introduction to the book. This manual is intended as a guide for group discussion and private study of the Catholic faith. Why did I put group discussion first? Because it helps to sell. Because I was told that one of the main purposes of this manual will be as a discussion guide for parishes throughout the country. See, they've got parish councils. They've got, groups for education. They've got teachers. For example, CCD programs. And they meet together to discuss. So I was told to highlight the factor of discussion. Though in your case, I would invert the priorities, okay? The first is your work, private study, and group discussion. Why do I put it first here? For sales purposes. As such, it presumes that the teachings of this faith are available to the reader, and even identifies where they can be found. Specifically, they are available in the Sacred Scriptures, Old and New Testaments, the 16 documents of the Second Vatican Council, and the Catholic Catechism. I will make comments as I go along, okay? Every sister should have available, first of all, a copy of the Catechism, a copy of the 16 documents of Vatican II published by the Daughters of St. Paul. No other edition should be used. And whether do you have copies of the whole Bible? Okay. Well, the Old and New Testaments. Jerusalem Bible, I prefer because that's what this is built on, and built on because I prefer it, but at least a copy of the Bible. You will need all three sources, but mainly this one, to handle the questions. Accordingly, the purpose of this, and I underline the title, Manual of the Catholic Catechism, is to serve as a kind of roadmap for the believing Catholic or the sincere inquirer. You know where I got the analogy of roadmap? From my good friend, Cardinal Wright. Its function is to lead him safely and wisely, with a minimum of inconvenience, through the vast expanse of the Catholic religion. However, it does not stand alone, no more than a travel guide by itself will disclose the beauties of nature or the monuments of history to the would-be traveler. He must actually visit the places described in the guidebook. You must actually visit the places described in the manual. So here too, those who wish to know what God has revealed to his people and what the Church teaches the faithful must read this revelation and teaching and reflect on their meaning. Synthesized in the Bible and the Church's tradition, and now capsulized in the Catholic Catechism, the wisdom of Catholicism is more easily accessible than most people suppose. Yet being accessible is one thing. For example, the museums of Chicago. I am told they are world famous. I have reluctantly, on one occasion, because somebody dragged me, walked through the halls of one. Maybe I should. All I'm saying is just because things are there doesn't mean you use them. You must use the Catechism, the Bible, and the documents of Vatican II to profit from this study program. It was for this reason that the present manual was written by popular demand, as it was, as a useful aid for teaching the Catholic Catechism. Notice, I'm putting my priorities for sales purposes. Everybody reads the introduction. For teaching the Catholic Catechism. Well, there are teachers who need it. For discussion and dialogue, and in parochial and other group meetings, you are one of these other group meetings. For private study by priests, religious, and the laity. And in general, for making the riches of the Catholic religion more available to persons and organizations who believe with the Second Vatican Council that, quotes, rising from the dead, Christ sent his life-giving spirit upon his disciples, and through them has established his body, which is the Church, as the universal sacrament of salvation. Unquote. Like all sacraments, however, the Church must first be known to be appreciated. It is hoped that this manual, used as a guide for the Bible, the teachings of the Second Vatican Council, and the Catholic Catechism will be of some service toward a greater appreciation and understanding of Catholic Christianity. Okay? You all get copies of this. Now, that's the beginning. Then I go on to give general directives for the use of the manual. What I've discovered as a teacher, you never take anything for granted. If you do, they don't learn it. It's that simple. So, general directives. Let me read these two because I want to make comments as I go along. Read through each chapter carefully. There are 14 chapters, some shorter, some like the one on the commandments of God, very long. Read through each chapter carefully. Do that first, making special note of any technical terms that may be unfamiliar. There are plenty. I would say several thousand. I don't mean they're all that technical, but nevertheless, they're not that intelligible. Revelation, faith, mystery, they can mean a lot of things. For the Catholic Church, they mean just one thing, and it's important for us to know. So making special note of any technical terms that may be unfamiliar, just jot them down. The teaching of the Church is often expressed in words that are not commonly used in everyday speech, because everyday speech of most people is secular, right? And the result is we have a rich secular vocabulary. We have a very impoverished sacred vocabulary. Yet these terms are laden with religious meaning and should be known by every well-instructed Catholic. Also, so number two, if you wish, also watch for biblical references that occur in the text. Whether the scripture passage is quoted along with the reference or not, in most cases it is not. Why not? Because the publisher asked me not to. He wanted to keep the hardback, which sells for $9.95. See, this is both in hard and paperback. The hardback sells for $9.95. They wanted to keep the book, the hardback, under $10. And if I had quoted the full text of all the biblical references, and I did, in the original manuscript, it was 1,100 pages. I was sorry to let them go, because many of the things can be seen only when you read what the Bible says. Now, sister, this is going to be as profitable to you as you will put whatever time superiors allow you and energy you have. So do read the scripture. So whether the scripture passage is quoted or not, if it is not, it will be useful to look the passage up in the Bible in order to see it in full context, which I had done but was told to reduce. Because, by the way, the hardback, of course, is the same size, some 630 pages. A hardback book today to be published for under $10 is impossible unless they plan to sell 100 or more thousand copies. They couldn't have made the price. So the price is low with this, the $5.95 too, only because of quantity sales. Because after the first 10,000 copies, well, all the typesetters have been paid and everything. All they have to do is pay for the paper and run the machines. But do know that the full development of the catechism means the scripture passages. They add almost 400 pages to this text, but you have the Bible, read it, okay? That's number two. Three, since the catechism was built mainly around the Second Vatican Council, the pertinent documents, generally one or two in particular, can be profitably read along with the catechism treatment of each aspect of the Catholic faith and practice. How do you know which document or documents to read? You find that from the reference in the back. See, I did not want to clutter the manual with too many minute references. It would cheapen it. And after you write a number of books, you get a feel for what, you know, a book should be. So I may say something maybe in the appendix or maybe in another introduction, but I'm also depending on you, sisters, to also tell me, you know, what you find good, what you need more explanation on, and things like that. At any rate, in the references, you find the documents referred to. For example, for the first chapter, it's mainly the doctrine or the document on divine revelation. Now, you can either read it as you go along, or read it beforehand, or at least don't hesitate to look it up when you come across a question that you're answering. Now, time will be important here because you don't have that much for this. You see? I'll describe the mechanics of this. Your superiors will make further adjustments as necessary. Anyhow, do not ignore, let me put it that way, do not ignore the documents of the Church, because the book, the Catechism, is built on two sources, Vatican II and the Bible, okay? So if you don't go back to where this thing is all from, a lot of things will not be nearly as clear, surely not as deeply understood, as they will be if you spend the time, and by the way, then you can use your meditation time, right? In reflecting by choice on those passages which have something to do with that which you are trying to more deeply understand with the grace of God. Now, that's direction three. Now begins directive four. The plan for the manual is to offer two sets of data for each section of every chapter of the Catechism. There are 14, did I say, or 12 chapters? 12 chapters and 14. 14 chapters and I don't know how many subsections. I did not take the subsections, the little ones. In most cases, there will be at least two, and with the commandments, well, maybe 10. Each subsection will have its own two sets of data. And this is where you come in beyond what I've already recommended. Both of these sets of data may be used either by individuals working privately or by a number of persons working together. I recommend both to you, sisters. In both cases, the purpose of the manual is to derive maximum benefit from reflecting on the Church's faith and teaching, and if possible, sharing these reflections with others, which for you would mainly be among yourselves. And I guess in general, though if you were professional teachers, then of course the understanding would be you would carry it beyond yourselves to those whom you were teaching. What are these two sets of data? There are, first of all, questions for answering and group discussion, and they will always be so labeled. Questions for answering and group discussion. Now the big one. These can be answered directly from the catechism. What are the questions? Each of the 1,500 questions in the finished book will be, and this is what I've done, I've decided to combine, did I tell you this? I've decided to combine